Unit 12. Economy. Reading 1. The Ultimatum Game. The Ultimatum Game was devised to test how people interact with each other. By observing their behavior in the game, scientists hope to learn about human behavior. The rules are simple. First, take two people. One is the proposer, and the other is the responder. The proposer receives some money and must split it with the responder. The responder then decides whether he or she agrees to the offer. If the offer is accepted by the responder, both get the money, but if it is rejected, neither one receives anything. For instance, Mark has $100. When he offers Tim $20, if Tim takes the money, Mark will receive $80. But if Tim turns down the offer, both he and Mark get nothing. The traditional economic assumption says rational people should accept any offer, otherwise they will get nothing. In reality, however, most people who play the ultimatum game react differently. Usually, when the proposer offers between 40 and 50% of the money, the offer is taken. However, if a person offers 30% or less, the offer is typically turned down. Economists say it makes no sense to turn down free money. But when people are faced with low offers, they feel insulted and believe the other person is being unfair. Consequently, they punish proposers even though they are hurting themselves financially. People interpret the ultimatum game in different ways. Optimists claim it just shows people prefer fairness, while pessimists say that people are selfish. What it certainly shows is that rationality is not the same as self-interest. Reading 2. Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is a new form of money based on computer work instead of governments or banks. Thanks to Bitcoin, everyone has heard of at least one cryptocurrency, but many of us wonder how people can just invent a new kind of money. So, what is cryptocurrency, and how is it different from the money we use every day? All the money produced by a government is called fiat money. It has value because the government says it does. Its value is based on the overall strength of the economy and the total amount of money that exists. Creating new money causes inflation, which means each bill and coin is worth less because the economy still has the same strength. Cryptocurrencies are completely separate from governments and are backed by the users. The currency's value comes from users exchanging the coins for valuable things. To reduce inflation, there is a cap on the maximum amount of most cryptocurrencies. New coins can only be created through a process called mining, where users solve complex math problems with special software. The mining software processes other users' financial transactions, and the miners are rewarded with new coins. Because the network is distributed among many peers, cryptocurrency is secure and stable. Transfer fees are tiny, which makes it simple to send money anywhere in the world. Despite these advantages, some people worry about cryptocurrencies. They say the lack of central control makes the money unstable and useful to criminals. Supporters say the purpose of money is to allow trade, not catch criminals or control the economy. They believe cryptocurrency does this job better than fiat money.